A robot might perform an appendectomy to save a human life if he knew how, but I doubt that he'd be usable after that without major repairs. Cutting human flesh would be quite a traumatic experience for a positronic brain. Human doctors can manage to get hardened to it, even to the personal presence required.
Bailey said, I noticed that robots tend the fetuses, though. Do you and Dr. Del Mar ever interfere?
We have to sometimes when things go wrong. If a fetus has developmental trouble, for instance, robots can't be trusted to judge the situation accurately when human life is involved.
Bailey nodded. Too much risk of a misjudgment and a life lost, I suppose.
Not at all. Too much risk of overvaluing a life and saving one improperly.
The woman looked stern.
As fetal engineers, Bailey, we see to it that healthy children are born, healthy ones. Even the best gene analysis of parents can't assure that all gene permutations and combinations will be favorable, to say nothing of the possibility of mutations. That's our big concern, the unexpected mutation. We've got the rate of those down to less than 1 in 1,000, but that means that, on the average, once a decade, we have trouble.
She motioned him along the balcony, and he followed her.
She said, I'll show you the infants' nurseries and the youngsters' dormitories. They're much more a problem than the fetuses are. With them, we can rely on robot labor, only to a limited extent.
Why is that?
You would know, Bailey, if you ever tried to teach a robot the importance of discipline. First law makes them almost impervious to that fact. And don't think that youngsters don't learn that about as soon as they can talk. I've seen a 3-year-old holding a dozen robots motionless by yelling, "You'll hurt me, I'm hurt." It takes an extremely advanced robot to understand that a child might be deliberately lying.
Could Del Mar handle the children?
Usually.
How did he do that? Did he get out among them and shake sense into them?
Dr. Del Mar? Touch them? Skies above. Of course not. But he could talk to them, and he could give a robot specific orders. I've seen him viewing a child for 15 minutes, and keeping a robot in spanking position all that time, getting it to spank, spank, spank. A few like that, and the child would risk fooling with the boss no more. And the boss was skillful enough about it so that usually the robot didn't need more than a routine readjustment afterward.
How about you? Do you get out among the children?
I'm afraid I have to sometimes. I'm not like the boss. Maybe someday I'll be able to handle the long-distance stuff. But right now, if I tried, I'd just ruin robots. There's an art to handling robots really well, you know. When I think of it, though, getting out among the children? Ugh, little animals.
She looked back at him suddenly.
I suppose you wouldn't mind seeing them.
It wouldn't bother me.
She shrugged and stared at him with amusement. Earthman.
She walked on again.
What's all this about, anyway? You'll have to end up with Gladia Del Mar as murderess. You'll have to.
I'm not quite sure of that, said Bailey.
How could you be anything else but sure? Who else could it possibly be?
There are possibilities, ma'am.
Who, for instance?
Well, you, for instance.
And Clarissa's reaction to that quite surprised Bailey.